Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Hey, Molly, where's that sparkling, super scintillating effervescent solution with the sodium acetyl salicylate stuff?
You mean the Alka-Seltzer?
You guessed it, kiddo. My head feels like it's on the business end of a pneumatic drill. I got the great granddaddy of all headaches, and the Alka-Seltzer bottle is as empty as it'll ever get.
Relax, dearie. I've got an extra package of Alka-Seltzer. You see, I remember that rule of Eleanor Engel's.
You mean when your tablets get down to four?
That's the time to buy some more, Fibber. Yes, Molly's way is the safest. An extra package on the side keeps the family well supplied. Well supplied with speedy Alka-Seltzer. First aid relief for a headache. Get an extra package of Alka-Seltzer at your drug counter today, won't you? Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Yeah, Henry, it's coming today. Huh? Oh, good.
Who are you talking to, dearie?
Henry Lester, the Elks Club. Huh? Oh, that's okay, Henry. You know me, boy. Always looking for ways to beautify our club rooms.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm glad I thought it up, Henry. Sure, I'll be down there right away. Bye-bye.
What was that all about? And why are you going to be down where when what comes?
The Elks Club when the picture comes of George Washington.
Hmm?
Just another one of the smart, alert, intelligent ideas that fly off me like sparks off a grindstone paying off, kiddo. Because I'm the type of guy that's always got my eyes open, my ears cocked...
And your neck out. Right.
You remember a few weeks ago when I showed you that item from the Peoria paper that told about the railroad station they were tearing down to build a new one?
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. They were having an auction of a whole lot of stuff from the station.
That's it. And one of the things they listed was a life-size painting of George Washington, which I suggested us Elks make a 25-buck bid on to give our pool, our billiard room a little dignity.
Oh, and they took your bid? Wonderful.
Yep, and the painting is coming today. I told Henry Lester I'd get right down to the Elks and help Wally Wimple get the pool room cleaned up and ready for it.
Fine, I'll drive you down and drop you off. I have to meet Mabel Toops downtown anyhow.
I'll get my hat and coat and I'll be... Oh, now who? Come in.
Oh, hello, Dr. Gamble. Come in.
Thank you, my dear.
Hi, Pats.
Always such a pleasure to drop in here, Molly. You, my dear, the lady of the house, charming and gay, like a summer's day in Rome.
Oh, how you talk.
And you, McGee, the man of the house, dull and soggy like a monsoon in Calcutta.
Leave the door open.
Yes, we're on our way out, Doctor.
Yeah, and at the same time, we can give that joke a little air. I'll get our coats, Molly, and we'll be ready.
Hey, where are you kids off to, downtown?
Yes, I'm going to drop McGee off at the Elks Club, Doctor. He and Mr. Wimple are going to clean up the pool room down there.
Billiard room.
That life-size painting of George Washington is arriving today.
Oh, good.
What do you mean, good, you big phony? You were one of the guys that voted against the whole idea when I first brought it up at the meeting, and you know it.
How do you know how I voted? It was a secret ballot.
Well, I peeked.
Oh, McGee, you didn't.
I could recognize that chicken scratch handwriting of his anyplace, and he voted against it.
Sure. You see, Molly, I haven't really given it any thought. I just assumed since it was McGee's idea, naturally it must be wrong, so I voted no.
Oh, now, Doctor.
Actually, I think the picture's a fine idea, McGee, and I apologize.
Well, don't apologize to me. Apologize to George Washington when he gets here for not trusting your fellow man, me.
You know, maybe I am becoming a little too much of a skeptic at that.
You sure are a big one, all right.
Well, I guess being a doctor and mailing out 50 or 60 bills every month and only getting 6 or 7 answers does sort of jolt your faith in human nature a little.
Well, we could all use a picture of George Washington in our pool room, or our living room. Sort of a reminder of the faith he had in his country and his fellow men.
Betcha. And this picture we're getting is life-size, so you can't miss seeing it. I'll bet by the time it's been up on that wall for a week, we won't recognize some of those members.
Probably not.
Mort Toops will probably pay back that $5 he borrowed from me on the 15th.
The 15th? Well, don't rush him.
September. This was the 15th of Tootsie.
Oh.
Herb Travis may even start telling his wife the truth about that sick friend on Wednesday nights.
What?
And we'll be short a man on the bowling team every Wednesday.
Oh. Well, come on, McGee. We better get started. Poor Mr. Wimple's probably working like a beaver over
there. Yeah, you want to come along, Doc? Give me and Wimp a hand? We've got to clear off the wall where we're going to hang the picture and sweep up good and get everything...
No, thanks. You boys can handle it. I got to get back to the office.
Hmm.
I tell you what I will do, though. Here's my card.
Your card?
Yes. For you, today only, I am making a special offer. When you fall off the ladder down there, call me. I'll give you a 30% discount. And if you fall on your head, I'll make it 50% off. Because that's the way your head has been for years. So long, Molly.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, do some days seem extra long because you feel too tired too much of the time? Well, you know, one of the common causes of a tired, pepless feeling is a shortage of vitamins. And your meals may not always contain enough of these essential food elements. Vitamins have a way of getting lost in the cooking, storing, and processing of food. That's why it's wise to fortify your family meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Easy-to-take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are low in cost, and they include vitamin B12. Protect your family from vitamin shortage. Tell your druggist you want one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Oh, you load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. At me finance, don't you call me, 'cause I can't pay you fees. I owe my soul to NBC. Oh, hello, Mr. McGee.
Oh, hi, Wimp.
Hello, Mr. Wimple. I see you're busy.
Yes, I'm trying
Good
to...
Good boy, Wimp. I see you got all the old signs down off the wall back there, old
signs? Is that what this pile of junk is?
Well, mostly philosophical sayings, Mrs. McGee. Inspirational messages for our members.
Yeah. Like this one here, for instance. A man with a clear conscience is usually suffering from a bad memory.
How true.
Here's one I like. If you find you married a lemon and all your dreams are frayed, just stuff her in a mixer and make some lemonade.
Oh, heavenly days. Who wrote that?
He did.
Oh, it's nothing, really. When one has the inspiration I have, it's easy.
Let me see. What does this one say? My, they're dusty. It says, don't blame me. I voted for Alf Landon. For goodness sakes, how long has it been since you cleaned up here?
Well, not lately, I guess.
Wasn't that a wonderful idea of Mr. McGee's, to buy that painting from the Peoria Depot? George Washington, life-size, and for only $25.
Great idea, yes.
I wonder who the painting is by. It didn't say in the paper who it's by. Boy, wouldn't it be something if it turned out to be an old master or something, Molly?
Yes, it would. It would indeed.
Mm-hmm.
A painting from the wall of the old Peoria Depot? An old master? I doubt that somehow.
Me too.
Well, I don't know. I was just speculating, that's all.
If I were you, McGee, I'd stop speculating and start renovating. If you boys are going to get this room cleaned up in time...
Yes, Mr. McGee. The old-timer left in his truck a while ago to get Henry Lester and the other members of the Pick It Up and Bring It Here committee. They ought to be here with the painting in half an hour.
You're right, Wally. We'll never get the joint cleaned up this way. You go ahead, Molly. Come back in about an hour, huh?
Okay, dearie. I'd like to see the picture after it's hung, anyhow. Bye.
Goodbye, Mrs. McGee.
Okay. Come on, Wimp. Let's get moving, man. Come on the double.
Yes, Chief.
I'll dust off the cue rack and rack the pool cues.
Right.
You get that stack of empty root beer cases down to the basement.
Right.
Store these signs someplace, and then sweep up.
Yes, sir.
I'll get a ruler and measure the wall so we can center the picture when we get the picture. Ah, finished at last. Clean as a hospital room. All the cue sticks neatly stacked, the far wall cleaned up and washed down.
I put the pail and mop away.
Ah, the room looks great, don't it?
Wonderful. Whew. We'll hang the picture on the wall down there, huh?
Right in the center of it, yep. I measured the wall off and I know exactly where to drive the nail. This room is 20 feet wide, so we put the nail 10 feet from each side, you see?
Your math is very good. 10 and 10, 20.
The guys ought to be here any minute now, so run and get the hammer and nails, will you, Wally? They're in the cloakroom.
Right away. Whew! This has been...
This is going to be quite a feather in your cap, McGee. Just another demonstration to my fellow Elks of how I'm always thinking up ways to improve my club. And one of these days, when I run for Grand Exalted Ruler and stand under the picture of George Washington, that I was the guy that thought up us getting it from the railroad station, auction sale, they'll vote for me right down to the last...
Hey, Johnny! Hey! Oh, there you are, son!
Oh, hi, old-timer. Did you get it, the picture? Where is it?
Yeah, we got it, son. It's out in the truck. I come in ahead to tell you the news.
News? What do you mean, news?
Well, the other boys are still outside there, sort of muttering to themselves a little, and I thought I'd prepare you for...
What? Well, what's the matter? What's the matter? Something wrong? Don't tell me you guys dropped that picture and busted it some way. If one of you guys stuck your foot through George Washington, by George, you...
No. Just simmer down. I'll tell you all
about
it.
Well, come on. What is it?
Well, he went to the station, and the picture was there, see? Just like it said.
Yeah?
George Washington, father of our country, and great general, life size.
Swell. So now what's
the... Picture him crossing the Delaware, Johnny, with 10 other guys in a boat. And they're all life size, too.
Huh?
And behind them is 3 other life-size boats, all full of life-size guys with life-size guns.
What?
And the whole thing measures 18 feet high by 67 feet long.
Oh, my gosh, 67 feet?
The only place it'll fit is another railroad station, so if you know anybody in the railroad business, you better get on the phone, kid.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
You know, most of us like to have fun, and we all know that fun is good for us. But how about you? Do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? There may be times when you don't feel good, from a headache, perhaps, or an upset stomach, or just from general achiness. Well, believe me, that's the time when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend in need. Drop 1 or 2 Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water like this, and listen to it fizz. This action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into liquid, a relief-giving liquid that's easy and natural for your system to absorb. And action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief. That's speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
So, after I got all them loud-mouthed brother Elks of mine out of here, kiddo, and got a chance to think, as usual, I come up with another great idea.
Well, it looks just fine. George Washington, life-size. Yep.
And hanging on the wall of our billiard room, just like Mr. McGee promised. You have a brilliant husband, Mrs. McGee.
Thank you.
He not only got himself out of a terrible jam, but now the club is going to make money out of it.
Make money?
Yep. After I had the picture frame guy cut George out of there and frame him up separately, I thought, why not do the same with the rest of the guys in the picture? A lot of guys in a picture 67 feet long, Tootsie.
Heavenly days, you mean?
Yes. The art show is Sunday, and you'd better be here early, Mrs. McGee. They're only $1 apiece, and we just have 43 of them, so they'll go fast.
You betcha. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer and Mr. Wimple are played by Bill Thompson and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan.
Weekdays, follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.